This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I will admit, you caught me in my tracks. I did not expect the line in the sand to be that it was a combined perfect game for you versus if it was just one guy making the pitch. So what's the difference, though?
Well, think about it. So a starter goes out there, works really, really hard, the first, second, third inning, fourth inning, and so on, gets through the sixth inning. So now all of a sudden, you've done your job as a starter. You're still perfect. You go out for the seventh inning. A reliever, on the other hand, for me, been sitting in the bullpen, chilling, relaxing, drinking his coffee, spitting some sunflower seeds out, talking whatever, you know, to his teammates. Now the phone rings, gets called up and says, hey, you're going in the next inning. Your job is to get one inning. That's it. Now, it's an important inning because you still have a perfect game going, but I still, for me personally, I see the difference there.
And by the way, that sound was courtesy of Bally Sports and Matt Underwood, the TJ Friedel. I have so many things to say about this dude.
Go for it. Come on, Nicky.
But don't lose touch with the baseball races now, because Cleveland's battling for a first-round bye. Follow all the news on 92.3 The Fan and the free Odyssey app presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on the iPhone 16 Pro. I think it's total Bush League. I think it's a B move. Because here's the thing. You don't bunt in that situation for any other reason than it's a perfect game. Right? You don't need one base runner, right? You need to start an inning. You need to get on base as the leadoff hitter. There's no other way that he's bunting in that scenario. Can we agree? Even down 2-0 in the seventh inning,
so
even a National League team.
If you're a leadoff hitter, what is your job to do as a leadoff hitter?
Get on base.
Figure out a way to get on base.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're terrible of getting on base because you can't get a regular base hit and you can't walk, what are you going to try to do?
So you're saying he's a coward.
I'm not saying he's a coward.
You're saying he's dog bleep.
Nope, I'm not saying that by any means. What I'm saying is last night, the Guards pitching staff was outstanding last night. They did an almost improbable idea right there, right, of being able to have a perfect game going into the seventh inning. And you have the leadoff hitter down 2-0 trying to figure out a way to get on base. Now, in hindsight, if you're playing your position as a pitcher, get off the mound quicker, make the play at first base. We're still talking about a perfect game.
Yeah, listen, and I do think both Heron and Naylor, I mean, if you're going to bunt anywhere, bunt to Josh. Josh is a member of the big and tall section club, and I'm not judging him. It's a lifestyle choice. Good for you. You hit a lot of home runs this year with that lifestyle choice. I can see the fact that both Heron and Naylor got caught off guard, and that is a part of this. It doesn't take away the idea. Whether it was the interim manager, whose name escapes me, not David Bell, we're going to call him, or if TJ Friedel did that on his lonesome, that is a troll-ass move. And here's the thing. I have a very complicated relationship with the unwritten rules of baseball, because bat flipping doesn't bother me. I like a little flair, right? But like simple things like if you're ahead by a bunch of runs, you know, don't swing for the fences on 3-0, right? Things like, what was the other one? Don't steal bases if your team's ahead by a bunch of runs. Some of these things are just common courtesy. And so I felt like, I think TJ has been let off the hook by some because he ended up scoring. No, you could have. TJ's a good hitter. He's a better hitter than just needs to bunt. And if he was being honest, which he's not, because he's a troll and trolls aren't honest, the only reason he bunted was to try and break up the perfect game. This goes beyond like game theory and, wow, we just needed to get something started. No, You're the ass clown that wanted to break up a perfect game and say that you broke up a perfect game. And I am the only other thing that I have a problem with last night is that when TJ Friedl came to the plate at the top of the ninth, that Emmanuel Clase didn't put a 103-mile-an-hour cutter on his right ass cheek.
Well, and that's what I was looking for. Is because now all of a sudden, right, Hosey hits the 3-1 homer, so now you go up by three. You bring in Clase, who last night, 103-mile-per-hour cutter.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody got a little upset last night, right?
Well, and I don't know, whatever Carl Willis said to him, bottle that, and if you can if you can bottle and sell that, you'll be a billionaire.
Oh, the train talking his magic on the mound last night during the interim. But for me, I'm looking up Friedel's numbers right now. He's hitting 227.
Yeah.
Like, I think for me, looking at this, and I'm not a hitter, I could probably hit 227 in this league right now.
No, you couldn't.
You're right,
that's hyperbole.
You're right, I can't. I just want to say that, though. I can't even hit a zero right now.
Listen, even in your playing days, I probably would have called shenanigans on that one. All right, so we're going to throw this out. Do you accept that TJ Friedl just knows he's not a very good baseball player and simply didn't want to be, let's see, what would that be, the 22nd out on his way to a perfect game? Here's the other, he's not a punch and Judy hitter. While he's not a great contact hitter or he hasn't had a lot of success there, he's got 13 home runs. So he does have a little bit of juice. Like, he can get you a double in that scenario. I'm still just furious. I don't know there's anything anyone could say. The only defense that I've heard of it that I completely think is crap, by the way, because yours is plausible. Yours is it's on the defense to get that out. That was it. Okay. I hate people who the immediate thing they go to is, well, the unwritten rules are crap. Some are. Basic sportsmanship and not being a little troll B, that's not gamesmanship. That's just that's a proper unwritten rule. If you want to write that down so it can be the written rules of baseball, I'll allow it.
Well, can we look at this way too, though? Heron, a big lefty, right? Intimidating lefty on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
You have this little leadoff hitter, maybe scared. I don't know. Maybe
so you're scared. You're actually
maybe
leaning into.
Maybe he's looking at it as Randy Johnson or somebody like that. He's like, I can't hit this guy. I might as well just bunt.
So you're leaning into the fact that he's more of a B? Mac, by the way.
I mean, he's from Northern Kentucky, we said.
Oh, that is
right?
Fair.
I think we got to go back to that.
Oh, I actually wonder if. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. They won't admit it. I'm going to tell you right now. The Reds are from Kentucky shirts.
I like it.
I guarantee you it played into wanting to troll the Guardians by bunting. We might actually have a little traction in this rivalry. It'd be better if they're in the same division. But we might actually have some traction on this rivalry because I'm going to tell you, you didn't do it this time. That's fine. You're thinking of the playoffs. Next year, first game of the Ohio Cup.
Oh, boy.
If TJ Friedl's playing in Japan, I want to send Tim Heron over there. They can purchase his contract, and I want to put one in the right butt cheek because that is like, – I'll be honest, this isn't even about the Guardians. This is about, I don't care who you play for. If it was a check swing, so be it. The check swings happen all the time, right? If it was an infield single, those things happen all the time. But bunting, you're a B. And now here's the thing. That's a scarlet letter that he's going to have to wear instead of an A. Nope, it's going to be a B. Every time he comes to bat, I'm going to be like, oh, there's that B again. There's that TJ Friedl who's not man enough to make a full swing when it's a perfect game because he doesn't want to be part of history.
You're so soft.
Show your work.
This unwritten rules thing, it's so stupid.
Oh, there like, we go. We
team,
got him.
It is.
We drew him out. All right, why is it stupid?
Because if a team has a chance to win, you can't tell a bunch of guys that still are playing for something, they have pride, that they can't try to win the game anyway.
Yeah, I didn't say don't swing.
Okay, well, if he feels his best chance. If you have a fielder playing back and he's reading the third baseman and he's not in position, why can't he lay a bunt?
Well, no, because it's the context. The only way that you won, Naylor wasn't playing that far off the bag. He's just heavy set. Two.
Okay, well then he read the fact that he's far enough off that he didn't think he could get it if he
would
placed
he
it right.
Have bunted if it was if same scenario but
two,
they had
2-0
one
game
hit.
Is as Jason said earlier, his job's to get on base. If he felt the best chance to get on base was the bunt, then why not?
And wait, no, because you're negating the
this
most
is not
important
an 8-0. You can make the case even more, even though I still would not be majorly mad at the guy if it was 8-0. I don't care.
You you're negating the point of the bunt. Is he bunting? If you add one hit to the hit column, if he was the second hitter, right, to get a hit in that game, is he bunting? The answer is no.
Did they score more than one run that inning?
Now you're putting it on the outcome. Would he have bunted?
You're putting it on the outcome that if he would have laid the bunt down and gotten out, nobody would have a problem with
Would he have bunted? I still would have thought he was an a-hole.
So that was the outcome.
It's a B move.
Okay, he's giving you – what's the success rate of a bunt?
12%.
Okay, well, if he's giving you a better chance to get out, I don't know. But I know that I think the sacrifice bunt percentage is like 80 – like something like 80% or something like that. I don't know.
It's very scientific from you.
Yeah, but if you're bunting for a hit, you're pretty much saying, here, I'm giving you a chance.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Has to feel the ball.
Yeah. What you're saying is, I'm a B, and I'm going to try and cheap this whole history of the game.
If the Guardians would have clinched a playoff berth by doing this, you wouldn't have been mad.
No, it's in the middle of a perfect game. Yes. No. Yes.
So if we flip the script here, what if the guards are in this scenario? Stephen Kwan's hitting.
I'm going to have to call Stephen Kwan a B.
Really?
I'm going to have to do it.
No. But what if the guards are trying to finish out a series win that puts them in the playoffs?
All right, you're down two runs.
You're down 2-0.
Okay.
Stephen Kwan's up. He's just coming off the DL.
I don't want
and he lays down a bunt.
Yeah, third baseman can be out in left field. Stephen Vogt's got to say, you can't bunt. You're not allowed to bunt.
It's 2024. And by the way, what a ridiculous hypothetical. They're not going to do that with Kwan. Not for you. Your part of it's good. The cherry on top, your scarlet letter's also a B, Keith. All right, you and TJ Friedel. I think we just found out Keith is related to TJ Friedel.
The assassin.
But here's the thing. I don't want my best hitter bunting in that scenario. Now, TJ Friedel's not quite that guy. And I understand that basically we got to set the table for Ellie, who's probably their most electric player.
Correct.
At the same point, you cannot tell me he's bunting in any other scenario. If they had four hits in that game, and so it's not a perfect game, or if they had a walk, if basically a perfect game wasn't riding on it, he's not bunting.
I would like to go back and see some of these other no-hitters or perfect games, if there was anybody else that has tried to lay down a bunt. You know, that would be an interesting fact for me to try to find out if some other player in other years tried to lay down a bunt during a perfect game or a no-hitter.
By the way, somebody has sent me Lindor breaking up a no-hitter during the Royals game in years past. Guys, we all knew Frankie was a bit of an a-hole, too. All right, somebody needs to say this.
Oh, boy.
Like, it was a D move then. It was a D move last night.
You loved him when he was here.
Yes, because he was our D. When it's somebody else's D, no entry, please. Let's go with AP. AP, welcome to the show.
Hey, boys. Hey, you know, a couple things about this, you know, for those people that want to defend what he did. I've heard, well, they're trying to win a game. Were the Reds trying to win a game the first 158 games of the year when they were 500 and playing for nothing and they got David Bell fired? Mm. Why was last night in the top of the seventh inning the first time they were trying to play hard to win a game? Mm. It's a D move. It's a D move. You don't do it. It would be unjustified, in my opinion, if it were the eighth inning and the Reds were fighting for a playoff spot. That to me, the bunt in general, I'm kind of a newbie about this. I would just eliminate bunting. Like, I
don't hate it. I hate bunting.
What if we just put a box out there that you can bunt in?
There's no other. I mean, like, what is the equivalent of a bunt in basketball or football? Hey, I'm going to get out here on purpose. Now, I know this was the case, trying to bunt for a base hit. But I'm going to get out on purpose to try to advance, you know, a runner. It's the rule that they should have left out when they got rid of the Boston Bean Crabs in the 1910s. It's a dumb rule. And you're damn right. TJ Friedl should get one between his between the R and the D in Reds next year, because that's what he is, a big old D.
Look at that, AP, we appreciate you. I think the only reason Keith doesn't like it is because of the idea of he just hates the unwritten rules, which I don't think you should be all or nothing on it. I think there are some unwritten rules that still make sense. I think others, like the bat flipping thing, are ridiculous to be against at this point.
I just think the feelings thing is, because I get my feelings hurt. We couldn't create history. It's not my job for you to create history. It's like, go do the job yourself.
That's no. That's not what we're saying.
Yes, you are. You're telling the guy that he's got to be limited, that he can only swing the bat. He can't lay a bunt.
No. What we're saying is, you wouldn't do that in any other context but this, which means you're being a troll. Everyone should
care. Who
wants
to be on the bad side of history, Nick? No, nobody.
Oh, God. See, that's loser mentality.
Why?
Oh, if I try real hard, I might not succeed.
TJ Friedl's not a Hall of Famer.
Just a little bit.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
Yes, but he's a good everyday player. Because now he's got the scarlet letter on him.
No, he doesn't.
He's got the...
Nobody around baseball cares.
What do the Italians do it?
Except you.
Literally half of social media says you're a jackwagon.
Yeah, social media, there we go.
Yes, that is a part of society.
Yep.
Just because they don't agree with you, doesn't mean it's not valid. 216-474-0092. Well, this was the Donnybrook we kind of expected here. Charming or Chach, TJ Friedl bunting. I agree, though, man. I hate bunting every time I see it. There's like 3% of bunts that I'm ever like, woo, bunting. Is TJ Friedl a chotch, or is he charming?